anyone showing up in a courtroom to defend Paul could have been rounded up and had the same fate as Paul. So it's no wonder they stayed home. It was very dangerous to stand up. And that's why he says, I hope that God doesn't hold it against them. So what was his support, his dwelling place? It was in the realm of the Spirit. He understood what Jesus meant when he said, those who worship God worship him in spirit and in truth. That it wasn't one place and one place of physical space that you worship God, but that the God of the universe is all around us and we can find respite and comfort and love. Even if we're in a dark prison cell, God is there. There is no door that God's Spirit cannot penetrate. And so his support came from Almighty God. That's why he could say, when he said, I'm being ready to be poured out, he doesn't say, I'm being ready to be executed by the state that has power over me. He said, I'm laying down my life. I'm offering it up. And he said, the time, not of my death, but my departure, because he knew that he was going to a different place. And he said, I have kept the faith. And there's reserved for me a crown of righteousness, not only for me, but for all who long for God. Where is your dwelling place today when all supports are taken away? When even the people you count on either won't or cannot be with you? Where is your support? Paul said, I have a support. It's in that realm of the Spirit, where no evil thing can touch us, in that realm of the Spirit, where no despair can undergird us, in that realm of the Spirit, where all is purity and all is light, in that realm of the Spirit. Do you know where your support is? Let us pray. Lord, we are so grateful that our dwelling place is not only in the designated sacred places, but when we are in our kitchen, it becomes a sacred place when we are in the realm of the Spirit. When we are walking the streets, it is in that sacred place that becomes the realm of the Spirit. When we're in our car, going to the next appointment, it becomes a sacred place in the realm of the Spirit. And so, O Lord, we ask that you would help us to find that sacred place when all supports are gone. In Jesus' name, amen. We, for the first time in 2 years, will now take up the morning offering. Please be seated. For our prayer concerns today, we want to remember Kathy in our prayers, who remains hospitalized. We want to remember Eric, who's struggling with cancer. We want to remember the family of Delmar Dahl as they gather tomorrow. We also want to remember a young lady named Lindsay. There was a call in the Peninsula Park yesterday. She had a rather significant fall, and they've asked for prayers for her and her family. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, we are so grateful for your mercy and your grace and your spirit that surrounds us. We're grateful that you spared Lindsay's life. We're grateful for all the first responders that came to her rescue, and we ask that you would be with her as she recovers from her injuries, that you would surround her family with your grace and your strength. We ask that you would be with Kathy this day, that she might know that underneath her are the everlasting arms, that Eric might be given your peace and your strength. And as Delmar Dahl's family gathers, we're so grateful for his life. We're so grateful for the life of witness that he has given for so many years. And we ask that you would bless them and give to them your comfort. We ask all this in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The service today, you will join us for a time of fellowship out on the lawn behind me. We'd love to see you there. God go before you to lead you. God go behind you to protect you. God go beneath you to support you. God go beside you to befriend you. Do not be afraid. May the blessing of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you. Do not be afraid. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.